This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address PM Swavnidhi beneficiaries at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Delhi today. During the program, Prime Minister Modi will distribute loans under the scheme to 1 lakh street vendors, including 5,000 vendors from Delhi. Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of 2 additional corridors of Delhi Metro's Phase 4. The Heavy Industries Ministry has announced the Electric Mobility Promotion Scheme 2024 to accelerate the adoption of electronic vehicles, EVs, in India. The ministry said that a total outlay of 500 crore rupees will be implemented for 4 months under the scheme. It will run from the 1st of next month until July. It added that only electric two-wheelers E2W and electric three-wheelers E3W will be eligible under the scheme, including registered e-rickshaws, e-carts and L5 automobiles. The Minister of Defence has signed 2 contracts worth 8,073 crore rupees with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, for the acquisition of 34 advanced light helicopters. The ministry said that the deal was sealed for procuring 25 advanced light helicopters for the Indian Army and 9 advanced light helicopters for maritime role for the Indian Coast Guard under the Buy Indian Indigenously Designed, Developed and Manufactured category. The BJP has released the second list of its 72 candidates for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The list includes the names of candidates for 20 seats each in Maharashtra and Karnataka, 6 each in Haryana and Telangana, 7 in Gujarat, 5 in Madhya Pradesh, 2 each in Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, and 1 candidate each for Tripura and Dadar and Nagar Haveli. Union Ministers Anurag Singh Thakur will contest from Hamirpur parliamentary constituency in Himachal Pradesh, while Nitin Gadkari will fight from Nagpur seat. Piyush Goyal from Mumbai North and Dr. Bharti Pravin Pawar from Dindori seat in Maharashtra. Former Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar will fight from Karnal seat, and Union Minister Krishan Pal Gurjar from Faridabad parliamentary constituency in Haryana. The Chirag Paswan-led Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas has finalized a seat-sharing deal with the BJP as part of the NDA in Bihar for the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. LJP Chief Chirag Paswan met BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Chirag Paswan said that as a member of the NDA, his party and the BJP president together finalized the seat sharing in Bihar for the Lok Sabha elections. He said an announcement will be made soon accordingly. The Union Health Ministry has termed the media reports claiming that there are no national entrance cum eligibility test, Master of Dental Surgery NEET MDS examination centres in the northeastern states as false. The ministry stated that there are examination centres in northeastern states which are allotted in Shillong, Naharlagun, Kohima, Aizawl, Guwahati and Kolkata. 4 people have died and several others were injured in a massive fire incident in a house in the Shahadra area in Delhi today. According to fire officials, the fire broke out in the morning and it spread across the parking area of the house. 9 fire tenders were rushed to the spot to douse the flames. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. The fire department added that 18 people have been rescued and they were sent to the hospital. Police have registered a case in this matter. Prime Minister of Bhutan Dasho Shering Tobge will be on a 5-day visit to India from today. This is his first overseas visit after assuming office in January this year. External Affairs Ministry said during the visit, Prime Minister of Bhutan will call on the President Draupadi Murmu and hold bilateral talks with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In All England Open Badminton Championships, shuttler PV Sindhu will face NC Yong of South Korea in the women's singles match today. In other matches, women's doubles pair of Ashwini Ponappa and Tanisha Krasno will clash with Zhang Yu and Zhang Shuxian of China. In another fixture, India shuttler Lakshya Sen moves to the pre-quarterfinals of All England Championships with a 21-14 win over Denmark's Magnus Johannesson. And that is the end of this news bulletin.